Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I was thinking about this as it was playing out last night. Virginia, Purdue, Matt Painter, Tony Bennett. This becomes a – you've got a problem tomorrow night.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's great for college basketball that, you know, one of those guys will get a chance to be in the Final Four. That's really cool. It's I wish they would reseed it, re-bracket it.
This can't be the first time.
That was incredible. That's Purdue Tennessee game, wasn't it?
It really was. It was a great game.
Fantastic.
This must have come up before, where you have you're pulled in opposite directions over two friends. What is your you just kind of duck your head and hope for the best?
Yep. Do you do? Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Yeah, what do you do?
All right. Well, we'll get to the Pacers in a second, and obviously the significance or the non-significance, depending on how everyone wants to play it. You're aware of the news of the day, and it became a much bigger story throughout as the news cycle got a hold of it and disseminated it, because nobody really waits for full stories anymore. It just goes piece by piece. A fan has been suspended from the building because of the incident allegedly involving DeMarcus Cousins. Your reaction to hearing when you first heard about it and to what the Celtics' decision was?
So I first heard about it. The accusation when right after that game, like everyone else, my initial thought is that we need to ban the fan. You know, that's an obvious answer. And the first time that I had heard about the decision and how long the investigative processes was last night, this morning. So I had not heard about it since that night.
You probably hear a lot of things in a lot of arenas on a lot of nights. How much do you tune out? How much stays with you when you, specifically, but you're driving home at night, you're a human being, and you hear things you shouldn't hear. How much of it does stay with you?
Well, you know, I don't hear a ton, but you do occasionally hear stuff. And I have never been or felt disrespected like that, certainly. So I can't say that I can even put myself into Marcus's shoes. I would just say that you do hear some things that cross the line. Most everything you hear from fans, or 99% of it, is what I would consider to be good-natured ribbing. But there's no question that at times it goes across the line. And this is certainly and very obviously one of those instances.
All right, let's get quickly on the game the other night in Cleveland. I didn't think it was the cure for what has been ailing you defensively until late in the game when it seemed to matter the most.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that we were really good defensively at the start of the first quarter. We were pretty good at the start of the third. I thought we did some good things late, but we got to get better in those stretches where we're just giving up and bleeding points. You know, I think that at the end of the first, end of the third, that's just not good enough. We knew that those guys put a lot of pressure on you. We knew that their guards really go downhill. We knew that their bigs would cause fits on the glass. But ultimately, we have to be as good as we can be, you got to play with incredible focus and force. And that's a challenge tonight, because these guys do that every night.
They do. And I don't think people realize that Max and I were running some of the numbers in the last segment about how many minutes that Aaron Baines and Al actually played together last year. I don't think people realized how much they played together last year. And here you are at the end, running out of time to experiment's the wrong word, but running out of time to try different things. And then you get them on a minute restriction the other night, which makes it even worse. But can you envision going forward, depending on how the playoffs play out, I imagine that's going to be a significant pairing to have those two together?
Well, it wasn't even last year, though they played a lot together, just because of, you know, we played a ton more games with both of them available.
Yeah,
they still didn't play a lot of the game together. You know, they'd start the first 6 minutes of the first and the third. Maybe we would go back to them that way at the end of the half, but I'd say more often than not we didn't, because most of the league downsizes at the end of the game. So more often than not, we, you know, only played them 12 minutes a game together. And they were awfully good. And defensively, they were elite. And so, you know, as we've, you know, looked for an identity or a more commitment to our identity that we need, it made sense to give those guys a try.
Well, it maybe sounds familiar to Celtic fans to have a star player suffer a debilitating, season-altering injury that in the end did not sink them because everybody else is so purposeful in their roles. There are extraordinary similarities to be drawn between what the Pacers are doing now and what your team did last year.
I think so, too. I've got a lot of respect for them. They have just continuously done their job. You know, I've heard Nate talk about that, and, you know, you talk about those things, next man up, do your job, just be forward-looking and don't let something like that derail you. I mean, you're so concerned about the individual and his well-being and him getting better, but at the same time, you have a responsibility to each other to put your best foot forward and do what you do a little bit better when those guys are unavailable, and the Pacers have been a great example of that.
I asked you the other night about your sentence. I think it was last week when you said, even though the defensive numbers have been good, your eyes don't see it. Do your eyes see it when you watch the Pacers play defense?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Great. And, you know, it's interesting. I could start with a number of guys. I think that they are very, very good defensively. They are very physical. Miles Turner leads the league in blocks. I don't know if they keep deflections or how many times guys change the court and get their hands or change sides of the court and get their hands on balls, but Thaddeus Young would be the top two or three that I've seen all year. And their guards are all good defenders. So they don't have they don't have very many places to attack. And they are very committed playing on a string. And this is why, like, to play these guys, you're going to have to earn it. Like, there's nothing is going to be easy. Everything is going to be challenged.
And the value or non-value of home court, we'll talk about next week when we get to Indiana, because there's something that goes on this home court every night that people don't know because we're always in commercial when it happens. So unless you come out to the Garden, you don't know what Heroes Among Us is. It's a citizen that is honored for work he or she has done in the community. It can be an act of heroism. It's something that people do for other people. And I don't think a lot of people know who Andrew Smith is, and I know tonight's is very special to you.
It is. It is. And kudos to the Celtics this summer. You know, we asked Dave Hoffman, our community relations leader, if we could basically do a Project 44 night. Project 44 was a not-for-profit established in the late Andrew Smith's name. Andrew played for me at Butler. And in his dying days, the one thing he wanted to do was use his experiences and all the tough stuff that he had gone through as a motivation to help people. And so what it does is it promotes increasing the National Bone Marrow Registry. And it's already been responsible for three matches, which has saved three lives. And the goal initially when it started was to save 44 lives. That would be an unbelievable goal. But I guarantee you when that 44th life is saved, it's going to be renamed. Or at least the goal will change. So, you know, it's a long-term thing. It's just getting kick-started. Andrew's wife is here tonight. To accept that award on his behalf, and that's a pretty special moment for me and my family and all the other Butler people affiliated here with the Celtics.
And with everything else going on, a fitting final word. Celtics and Pacers next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.